Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thanks, Bob.
Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
One of our alumni, our esteemed alumni.
Yes.
That's right.
And she is, as Tim says, a hoot.
A hoot. Okay, I'm going to have to look that up, but I think y'all mean that as a compliment.
That is a compliment.
All right, thanks. Always good. All right, so Carrie, you are a boot camp customer, and prior to the boot camp, I don't even know if you even ever heard of us or how we came about us, but it's safe to say you had no dealings with either Ryan or I prior to coming on as a boot camp customer. Is that correct?
That's correct, and if I had only known then what I know now.
Well, imagine how much different your life would be.
That's the truth. You know, seriously, that's the truth. No, you guys were not even on my radar. I had not ever heard of you. I was actually looking at doing some list building and connected. I got on somebody's list to kind of stalk them, do some research, and they sent us to your videos,
cool.
Your first video. I mean, literally, the day I joined their list, they sent me to your video. And so I opted in, and I just kind of watched you guys, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Why don't we start, I guess, at the beginning, if you can just let us know, I guess, where you are in the world and a little bit about yourself or your background, and
okay.
Go from there.
Okay. I'm Carrie Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive. I'm based out of Fort Worth, Texas, and I am a mom of four at home and work at home full-time. I have three other businesses besides the Barefoot Executive, so this is very much a part-time endeavor. I bought the boot camp when I had a 4-week-old newborn, the fourth child, 4-week-old newborn. Okay, probably not a good time that most people would invest in a course and start something new, because the Barefoot Executive was not even in existence yet. I had not even considered a membership site. I was just starting. I had no list, nothing. Bought the boot camp, and we left within 2 days after the box came. I grabbed the audio CDs and the transcripts out of the box, put them in my suitcase, because we took everybody to Hot Springs to get away for a few days. So I drove so that my husband could deal with the kids and I could listen to the interviews. I listened to Harry Clark, and I listened to David Fry and all the great interviews, and then I read the transcripts with a highlighter. Again, I have a newborn. I'm in a hotel room with everybody. And this is when I started the boot camp. No list, no domain registered, even nothing.
So what were your goals? Why did you even decide to go with the membership site?
Well, because my platform, my audience is women who want to work at home or already do. And I thought, you know what, a membership site is a good place. We could have a forum, we could post articles, it could be an authority site, but then I could also have a continuity program for people that are really committed to learning more and putting some action. You know, I don't have a lot of patience with people that give lip service to an idea and then don't take action. You can probably already tell I'm an action taker, and I wanted to work with action takers, and I thought the best way to see if they're going to do something is for them to put their money where their mouth is. So I thought it looked like a good model. It looked like something I could manage. It seemed to be a really good fit with the continuity income and the back end and all those things. However, you have to realize I had no experience with web pages, opt-in boxes. I really was technologically, I kind of felt like I was technologically at a disadvantage, but at the same time, there was so much information in this course that was not even membership site related. That was, you know, like the little Olympus recorder thing. Tim, you and I have talked about that. I spoke at an event this weekend, and I pulled out my little Olympus recorder and the batteries and stuff, and they weren't set up to record us, so I just recorded myself. And I learned that on the boot camp. So first of all, record everything. Second of all, how to repurpose it into product. And third of all, the equipment recommendations that you had. So there was so much more that I learned even than the membership program that I was able to instantly, I started list building for the Barefoot Executive at the end of August. Had no list. I started list building at the end of August, and now we have almost 10,000 people on our list.
And here's the thing that I love most is that it wasn't in a market that you're teaching internet marketing.
No. You know? I don't. As a matter of fact, my girls, very few of them are interested in working online. A lot of them have offline businesses or direct sales or multi-level marketing or consultants or virtual assistants. It's not a how to make money site. It's how to work at home successfully. There's a difference.
And it's not the size of the list that matters. It really is a relationship that you're developing with the list, because you hear some of these list building people say, oh, I have a list of 100,000 or 500,000 people, and they don't pull any sales.
Right.
You know, because all they do is hammer them with sales messages, and it's spammy kind of stuff, whereas yours, right now, 10,000, hey, look, a lot of people would love to have a list of 10,000 people.
Right.
But you could generate a really nice full-time income with just 10,000 people that you have a strong relationship with.
Well, exactly, and we do have a good relationship. We have raving fans, and that's something I learned from another one of your case studies, Larry at ThreadWorks. You know, how to build community, how to build raving fans. I spoke at an event in North Carolina recently, and we had people come from the surrounding states to this event. One woman rode the train, brought her granddaughter, rode the train, has a physical disability, came from Maryland to spend the day in North Carolina just because I was going to be there and because I've been mentoring her online through the Barefoot Executive for the last several months. So those are the kind of relationships that we're building, and it's because of the membership site and the things I've implemented since we started.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's kind of what it's all about, too. I mean, I get a kick out of that anyway. And this is, I mean, to put everything in perspective, whatever, 6 months ago, whatever the time frame is, none of that existed.
No, you know, it was zero. There was no Barefoot Executive. You know?
Right. So, I mean, you've already built these relationships, and people are – it's funny because I hear you talking about these speaking engagements and things like that, and we'll get into it a little bit later on, but, you know, these are all things that came about because of the membership site.
Right.
You know, so it's pretty amazing. So the site has been live now how long?
Since October 1.
October 1st. Okay. And how's it doing? If you don't mind sharing some
– We have 680 paid members.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, it's a start, and yeah. We have almost 10,000 on the weekly newsletter list, and we just did a telesummit, a teleseries for list building, where we featured 13 speakers, and some of these speakers are, you know, at the top of their game. They're, you know, for me to get them on these calls was really kind of a coup, because I was a nobody. And I talked about this on another call. You know, that's the funny thing now is I'm positioned as an expert, so now I'm guesting on other people's calls. And Tim knows this. I landed a national speaking engagement the other day where they were apologizing for this multiple $1,000 fee because that's all they could afford to pay me. And, you know, this is it's really the positioning as an expert and thing is created because of the authority site that I have, my membership site. So,
yeah, and that you don't get that kind of response with just a couple of ebooks.
Oh no, no.
It's a whole different game when you have a membership site and you position yourself as the expert, and you basically have your own. You become the media,
right?
In a way.
Right. And truthfully, I still have not put out my own product yet because I've been too busy working with what we have. I don't have my own authority product out there yet. I have several started. But as of September, guys, I had not ever had one teleclass. I didn't know how to use the technology. I didn't know how to get the hosting line and how to send out the information. I started literally, I want to emphasize this to people. I did my first teleclass in September, and now we have done over 40.
Wow.
You like those.
Well, you know what? It's easier for me than sitting down and writing.
Yeah.
Because now look at all the products that I have and the CDs and the transcripts and things. So, and that's another thing you guys taught us is how to develop that into product to sell in the back end. We started the list. We started kind of slow with that. I say slow, but then we decided if we're going to do this, we're not going to play. We're going to see if it works. If you're going to fail, fail fast. You know, don't make it a long drawn out. Don't study something for a year. You know, I could probably already trace six figures into this box that landed on my doorstep because of the site, because of the speaking engagements, because of some of the amazing connections that I have made as a result of you guys and this boot camp. But
you're right. It really is all about taking action. We all have the information, and if everyone's looking at it, you know, who's actually taking action and acting on it, and you're
right.
Someone who is.
And I'm not going to question, is this going to work or is it not going to work? It's clearly going to work if I'm implementing it. Now, when you go to reinvent the wheel and reinvestigate and, oh, that's not going to work in my market, that's just bull. You're just looking for excuses. Right. It's going to work. Just do it, you know. And you know, with my other businesses, this is I'm just now able to go kind of full time with this. I've been juggling the other businesses that I'm the CEO of, and the four kids. You know, really, there's not a lot of excuses I'm patient with. And I'll get off my soapbox now and let you ask questions. But really, I'm just not very tolerant of that.
No, that's good. Get back on the soapbox.
Sorry.
That's what we're here for.
You've been able to achieve an incredible amount in a very short period of time. And the site itself, I mean, is it? Do you think it's probably on track about six figures for the year? Is that what the income is?
I think we'll easily do six figures for the first year. We've just been kind of testing. Like I said, and that's with no back-end product to speak of yet. That's just been with tuition on teleclasses, with fees. We just had the teleseminar series. One of the other boot camp members posted where he had some serious results doing his, and that was Scott. He added like 9,000 names to his list and did $35,000 in cash with this series. Well, you know, that got my attention. So I read Scott's article. You interviewed him so that we could kind of pick his brain. And I know personally I was one of at least 10 people that said, hey, we're going to do this. You remember that, Tim?
Right. Oh,
people
yeah.
All going, hey, we're going to get on board and do this. Okay. And I did it. I started interviewing people in December. And we started broadcasting in February. We added, our list is now 10,000. We generated $32,000 to $35,000 worth of cash in 7 days on upgrades for digital, you know, product. You know, we positioned ourselves as experts because guilt by association, the people that agreed to let us interview. Now, here's a tactic that I used because I was a nobody. I didn't want a lot of people saying, oh, how big is your list? And, oh, do I really want to work with you? So I threw up a sales page or an event page, and it's still up if people want to go look. It's Barefoot Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, thebarefootsummit.com. And what I did is I picked who I wanted to speak, and I put their pictures on the event page before I ever asked them. And then I researched their stuff to see if they were a good match. I put up the description of what they would be talking about and the benefit it would have to the audience. Okay, then when I called, I didn't even call, I emailed because I hate the telephone. I emailed these people and said, you know, my name is Carrie Wilkerson. I'm the Barefoot Executive. I have an authority membership site at barefoot-executive.com, and we work with women who want to work at home or already do. We have a community, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and then I said, if you'll take a look at barefootsummit.com, you'll see we're having a virtual event that we believe will host 8,000 to 10,000 women. This is a free event. The value to you being a part is this, which to them it was the exposure to those women. And what I said was this, every speaker will agree to, part of the speaking agreement is that you will agree to promote the event to your list, this free event to your list. We will affiliate tag the back end of it. We believe the combined exposure of this event will be to 300,000 to 500,000 opt-ins. Okay, and the way we came up with that number is we looked at every speaker, we guesstimated what their lists were based on, you know, their newsletters and things, and that was the combined total. Now, notice I didn't say we're going to guarantee you this, but we believe that this will be the exposure. Now, at this point, you have to realize not one person had agreed to speak for us yet. But if those people had agreed to speak, that would be the combined exposure. You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
All that? Not one person turned us down. Not one person asked how big my current list was. Not one person said, who in the heck are you and what is the Barefoot Executive? Because I positioned myself as an authority. I spoke with confidence. I was terrified. Spoke with confidence, and I said, you know, basically, are you in or out? Because I can take you off the sales page and put somebody else there. Please let us know by such and such date so we can replace you with another speaker.
Ooh, I like that because that's almost like the sense of loss. Like no one wants to lose something.
Scarcity and loss. Oh, yeah, I learned that when I was in direct sales. You put the product in somebody's hand and then you say, oh, and if you don't want it, give it back to me. Yeah, women have a real hard time with that too. Not one speaker told me no. Not one.
Wow. That is a great. I like that strategy.
Thank you. I kind of came up with that. So now, of course, that page was not live. Other people, we had not broadcast that page. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't promoting it to my list like these are the people and then baiting and switching later.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how I pitched the speakers. Now, here's the other powerful thing that I've heard from these speakers later. It never occurred to them that I had not already asked those other people. They thought they were the only one I hadn't asked yet.
Right.
They thought those other people were already on board. Okay, and so, but nobody ever asked her. I would have been very, very open about that. Well, we're pitching them the same way we're pitching you.
Right.
And because of the name, like Jerry Clark, who agreed to speak because of the membership site boot camp. Jerry Clark, Tim, you introduced me to him. He agreed to speak for us. His credibility was really great. Vic Johnson agreed to speak because another member of the boot camp, Terry Weigel, the Quick House Buyer, introduced us. Okay, those are just two connections that came out of the boot camp. Valerie Young agreed to speak because of my association with you guys and the boot camp. You know, it just really was kind of an interesting, how that all happened. And it launched our list. They put us in front of their lists. And it was a really phenomenal experience. By interviewing all these other people, by mentally putting myself in between my list and these people as their advocate, okay, yeah, but what about this, and what about this, and what do you have for them on this, and being their, you know, their strongest advocate on that, I gained such trust and credibility that by the time we had my call, which ironically was on list building, by the time we did my call, it was the most attended call. It had the highest response from it. And now, then all of a sudden, I'm getting calls and emails from other people saying, you have to bring that information to our people. So I think a mistake a lot of people do is trying to do their own calls first, trying to position themselves first. Let the other people position you because, you know, me sitting there chatting with Vic Johnson and Jerry Clark and Valerie Young and these people that are bigger gives me instant validation. Instant credibility. Nobody has ever questioned, does she know what she's talking about? But yeah, the sales page with their pictures on it was very powerful. They didn't
That's
want to be left
tip.
Out.
I love that tip.
Yeah,
I mean, that alone, we could stop recording right now. You're a hoot.
Well, here's another thing that happened, okay? And this is how you go from expert to guru, Tim. You know, you always make fun and call me a guru now. Well, here's what happened. Okay, so these are the people I asked to speak. Then the first email that I sent out to my list, I wanted you to be the first to know about this incredible event. It's a free event. I sent it out within a week. And at first it kind of annoyed me, but then I thought, wow, this is really great. Within a week, I had offers. I have that in quotation marks. I had offers from 15 to 20 other speakers, experts, volunteering their services. We want to be an expert in your series. We want to be an expert on your call. We want to be, you know, and so then, you know, all these people that are saying, oh, I can't find experts for my series, I can't find experts for my site, position yourself as the place to be, as the go-to resource, and you'll never have to look for another expert. They'll come to you. You know, Ryan, do you ever have to go looking for a place to speak anymore, or do people?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Yeah.
I turn a lot of people and a lot of offers down.
Right, yep. Right. And so, but there are other people that if somebody had Ryan on a sales page that he was going to be speaking at an event, all of a sudden all these other fitness guys that are credible and that have minor lists and things, they want to come play. So that's what it did, is it established me as somebody they wanted to call and get in my space. They wanted to work with me because these other guys were working with me and I was evidently the hot ticket. So it did
a
lot
are.
Of things.
You are a hot ticket, Carrie.
Oh, thanks. You're
and
sweet.
A just a quick anecdotal story. I know you'd mentioned something about your merchant account provider, a friend of yours, and a conversation you had while all this was going on. do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Okay, another thing you guys taught us was to kind of give your merchant account a heads up, you know, how to work with your merchant account. Well, the guy that does my merchant account stuff, and I have other businesses that do a pretty decent volume, and they're service businesses offline, but I've known him literally since I was 4 years old. And we go way, way back. Very dear friend. And I'm going to plug his site, guys. He's at paymentsexpress.com. No E, paymentsexpress.com. His name is Sean. And I called Sean the day we launched. Okay, now when we launched, I had modest expectations. It was a free event. Okay, we did offer the digital upsells, you know, for a ridiculously cheap price. And I'm thinking, okay, if we can just upgrade X amount of these, I'm just going to be excited, you know. I just wanted to cover the cost of my event, which was the transcription and the playback and that kind of thing. So it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm taking my daughter to piano, and I'm driving through the Dairy Queen, and my husband calls and says, wow, you've already had 50 upgrades. And so I thought, oh, you know, it's still a pretty new merchant account. We've never done this kind of volume in one day. I better call Sean and just let him know. Now, it's after business hours, but I have his cell phone because we're good friends. And so I call him in the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and I said, hey, Sean, it's Carrie, and I just want to let you know, I think I'm going to have a spike in my account today, and probably it's going to go on for 3 or 4 days. You know, if you could just prepare the guys that we may be doing maybe 3,000 a day for the next few days, you know, I've got that new startup thing going, and I'm, you know, I'm handing my daughter her Blizzard, and I'm just casual. And he says, okay. He said, I'll make a call, and I'll make sure they know. Then he says, and then when you're not in the drive-thru at Dairy Queen, call me back and tell me, what are you doing over there? What are you doing that you have pushed a button and today you've already done over $3,000? Because I told him, you know, it's only 5 o'clock, so, you know, it probably will double today and then just a few days. And he's in the merchant account business. You have to do a high volume because your margin is so small. And so he's just working himself to death for, you know, the profit that he makes. And he's like, holy cow, Carrie, what are you doing? What model are you following? And you're expecting this kind of volume for how many days from this business? He knew I had just created it because he opened the merchant account. So, yeah, that was kind of funny. And then trying to explain to somebody what you're doing when they don't think that way is really kind of hard. But, yeah, he follows my merchant account, and he called me, and he said, do you know how much you did in this promotion? Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm aware of what we did.
That was a pretty good promotion for you, if I...
Yeah, it was a great promotion. It was a good learning experience. It was good for my affiliates. As you know, I'm very generous with my affiliates, and so they have a good reason to promote with me. And that was fun. You know, writing big affiliate checks is really fun for me because that represents other profit that I get to keep. But you keep your affiliates happy, and they're excited about promoting you for other things. Ryan, you have a lot of experience with that too, you know.
Oh yeah, you have to be very generous with your affiliates. Although I find it now getting a little bit more difficult to have, you know, at least affiliates mail who are web savvy, because they're getting bombarded a lot as well. And sometimes they're like, "Well, I'm mailing so much, I just, you know," it's getting to the point now where it's getting harder. But a lot of the newbies, some of the experts who have smaller lists, 1,000, 5,000 people that they're not getting bombarded all the time, it's easier for them to mail. But I find it now more difficult to get people to mail for you.
Well, you know what I did?
I don't know, but I have a feeling I'm about to find out.
And you might want to put this in your notes. I did my movie, thebossmovie.com. That was one of my list builders in the beginning. www.thebossmovie.com. We produced that movie and used it as a viral list builder. We affiliate tagged it. So my affiliates don't ever have to promote a service or product. They send out the movie. Hey, look at this movie. You know, this will touch your heart. This will, you know, really enforce why you want to work at home. Watch this movie. And then when they opt into my list, my free list afterwards, it's affiliate tagged. It's the most painless affiliate promotion ever. That's how we grew organically in the beginning. We sent out the affiliate tagged movie and said, you know, have at it. That's how we did the viral movie, and we affiliate tagged it, so that really worked very well for us.
Yeah, that viral movie, by the way, is a great example. I mean, we've seen several people who've launched several of those, and they've had good results with those, if they're done right. It has to be kind of the right tone, but it just makes it so easy for somebody to just keep mentioning to other people and pass it around, and you can get a lot of, I think the most famous one is Interview with God. I think it's interviewwithgod.com or something like that. They've made millions, you know, just for people watching that movie, because then they buy calendars and everything else.
Coffee table books and that kind of thing. We have not directly monetized ours, except that we have it linked to the site. Now, let me say that when I really started getting the most out of the boot camp, I'm kind of an independent spirit. You guys probably have picked up on that.
Yeah.
And so I got my transcripts and I got my audios. Still haven't opened the videos because I just, with everything I have going on at my house, I cannot sit and watch them. The other guys I've talked to that have watched them say they're incredible, but I just can't do it yet. So I dived in. I started doing my own thing. I bought the boot camp. I went live October 1st. Everybody was kind of freaked out. You know, wow, you're already going live. You haven't even been through we haven't even had all of our calls yet. Which incidentally, okay, I'm just going to admit to you guys, I didn't listen to any of the live calls either. I had my VA download them from the forum and burn them to a CD.
But you listened to them on CD.
I've been carrying around the CD now for 3 months, And at some point, I'm going to listen to those calls because I'm sure I need something.
That's well, triple your income.
Yeah, because we had a lot of updated info.
Really good stuff, yeah.
Well, and so my point was to Tim, I told this a few months ago. I said, you know what, Tim? I've been so busy implementing what I got just from the transcripts.
Sure.
That then I'm going to get it out there and get it to cash, get my list there, and then I'll go back and tweak it later. I'm not all about you have to get it perfect before you get started.
You're excused.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So I do have them, and I am going to listen to them. And my point to people listening to this is, you know, one part of this course is so huge, you don't even have to use all of it, and you can still have phenomenal results. Because how many people were so meticulous about finishing the course, watching every video, and still haven't done anything yet? You know, so just take action on what you learn. Now, that being said, I wasn't ever posting on the forum. I didn't post one time on the forum until October 2nd or 3rd, because I was so busy getting my content ready, getting my site ready, and getting ready to launch. And, oh, by the way, I have a newborn, you know. And as a matter of fact, Tim, your baby is just a little bit older than my baby. Julian is a little bit older than Lily. And so Kathleen and I would email, and we'd both be, you know, rocking the baby and emailing each other, setting up my site and stuff. So we were just kind of working through it. Now, the first time I posted on the forum, and Tim, you may or may not remember, but it was like October 2nd. Hey, we went live yesterday, or we went live on October 1st. And what I did, this is how I introduced myself to everybody. Here's what I did. I bought the boot camp at the same time you did. A, B, C. I detailed every resource I used, every list building technique I used. I mean, it was another course in and of itself there. And the response, that was like the hottest topic on the forum for days, because people are like, holy cow, holy cow, that's how you do, wow, you make it look easy, and wow, what a great resource, and oh my gosh, you didn't, people are so protective of what they're doing in their business. They're so protective of their own niche, and so protected, they're so afraid somebody's going to take something. You know what, if I was worried about the competition in the work-at-home market, I would just stay home, because there's so many people out there doing something similar. But I have a different hook. I have a different personality. I have a different style. And so I can't get crippled by that. And I posted the movie. Okay, then people said, oh, how did you do the movie? Well, you know, Scott Stratton and Unmarketing, they charge $7,000 for those movies. And they're not going to tell you how they do them. But I just sent a detailed list of here's what I did, step one, step two, here's the resources I used, blah, 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 blah. And now we've had at least five imitation movies, don't you think, Tim? At least five that we've seen on that one forum.
And some have amazingly similar music.
Don't get me started. They have my same music. Well, it was just such perfect music for my movie. Go find your own music. But I am flattered that they want to do it. And am I worried that there are other movies out there? No, because they're going to be started out with a different list. They're going, you know, with the sheer volume of people we have online, I don't need to have to worry about overlap. I don't. I could be paralyzed by that. I mean, Ryan, what kind of competition is there in the fitness niche?
just a little bit.
Just a little, and yet you're dominating your industry because you're not letting that paralyze you. You're also staying on top of things, and you're continually evolving and changing things. Tim, there's even a lot of competition in membership site models right now.
Sure. Absolutely.
And you're dominating your industry. You're dominating your niche. So you can't be paralyzed by, oh, I'm not going to tell it. Tim says, okay, on the call, are you going to be comfortable sharing numbers? I don't care that you know I have 680 paid members. By the time you listen to this call, I'll have hopefully over 1,000. Right. Am I worried about somebody else coming through the boot camp, doing the same niche, and taking away my people? Well, you know what? If you take them, it means I'm not meeting their needs and that they're better served on your list anyway. It's my responsibility to keep my people happy, to keep them served, and to make sure they resonate with me. If they don't resonate with me, if they don't like me, then they need to be spending their money somewhere else with somebody they like. There's a lot of people doing this that can fit any style, any, you know, work ethic, any plan of action. Some people are very uncomfortable with my take no prisoners attitude with action. They really like somebody that's going to hold their hand and say, well, you know what, when your PMS is done, then you can start working your business. Anyway, I just don't be so protective of your niche. Share with other people, because my point was once I posted that on the forum, then I got on the radar of some other people. Then I became kind of an expert on the forum of how to do what we're doing, which is funny because I was a student right along with them. It hooked me in with some other really great experts that were in and out of that forum. I was able to mentor some people on creating their movies, and I formed some very meaningful joint ventures. And then it put me on Tim and Ryan's radar, and then Tim has since hooked me in with Yannick Silver's inner circle, and now I'm masterminding with him. Hubert and John, now we're working on a webinar project together because Tim told them that I have a reputation of taking action, and even if I don't know the technology or what to do, I'm going to make it work, and I'm going to figure it out. And then I'm going to tell the world about it. You know, that's another good thing, is then I'm going to tell the world everything about it. So don't be stingy with your resources, with what you know, with what you've done. Don't be so protective and worrying that somebody's going to steal what's in your head. You know, come on. I could make a little smart comment about what's in your head, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say, have an abundance mentality, not a scarcity mentality. Right. These guys are willing to work with you, but I will say, I think they're willing to give a little more of their time and effort to people that are taking action.
Absolutely. You don't want to feel like you're wasting your breath.
Well, exactly. You know, you can pay to play and sit around and research and, oh, will this niche work? And, oh, I think that niche is overloaded. And, oh, I think that niche has got too many people in it. Nonsense. There is no niche that's overloaded except maybe internet marketing right now. And even then, I think you can still make money in it. I think it's just a matter of setting yourself apart, have your unique hook, take action, and make yourself valuable to people, and then you can't help but succeed in what you're doing.
Yeah. As I'm looking through, because we had a lot of questions for you here, it looks like as you're talking, you're answering just about everything.
which is good.
It makes it easier for us. Because, some of the things we were going to talk about more were, you know, you didn't have, as you said earlier, you didn't really have any connections at all in this industry.
None.
And you know, how did you figure out, though, who exactly you would put on that teleseminar list? I know you said a couple of them you had heard about through Tim and I, through our interviews.
Gary Clark, I work with a lot of women in the direct sales industry and MLM, and so that's his specialty. And also I have a lot of women on my list, women of color, and so I thought, wow, he'd be a great way to bring in that dynamic. And I want the girls on my list to know that I'm not looking at cookie cutter business model. I'm not going to say to them, there's one business model that works, and here's the one expert you need to listen to, and this is what we're going to do. I want to bring to them people. You know, my whole thing is ordinary people have extraordinary results. These are real people just like you, taking real action, and that's what's setting them apart. Jerry Clark was from the projects in Oakland. You know, so I said to Tim, how do I get a meet with Jerry Clark? I emailed him. How do I introduce myself? Jerry had posted an answer to something I put on the forum. So he already knew my name and my site, but I wanted to, you know, I needed that third-party introduction. So that's the way I picked him. Vic Johnson, I've been kind of looking at his stuff for years. I have his daily quote that I get every day. I knew his story. I just thought he'd be, you know, we have to address not just the technical stuff, but the head stuff too, and he's really great at the head stuff. And he has a list of, you know, like 300,000 to 500,000 people. And so, yeah, one, I was looking at his list, but also he had some really great information for my people. A couple of the people I picked were people like Ann Vertel, the six-figure coach. She's at coachbarefoot.com. She has been a friend of mine. We've kind of learned the business as we've gone. She has been a little ahead of me in the internet marketing curve. She does online coaching. And so I knew that there are a lot of coaches struggling. A majority of coaches aren't making enough money. And so Ann teaches coaches how to take their business six figures. So I knew that was a niche. You know, I just kind of looked around. I did some Googles. You guys mentioned some of this in a transcript or a call or something. I said, you know, go to Google, see what people are looking for, see what people, I think the Alexa rankings. And you see, I don't even remember what all I did. Alexa rankings, Google toolbars. I went to ClickBank to see what the hot topics were and some of the hot authors and those kind of things. And honestly, on a lot of it, it just needed to be somebody that I liked, somebody I could work with, sure, somebody that I wouldn't hesitate to have over for dinner and introduce to my friends, because that's how I think of my barefoot list. These women trust me. and I need to not abuse that. And so if this is somebody I would introduce to them and invite them to have coffee with us, then that's somebody I can bring in front of them. Honestly, some of these people did not have good lists, did not have big lists, I mean, and some of the ones with big lists, we couldn't get in front of their list because of rules that they have. So the truth of the matter is most of the growth from this teleseminar came from my organic list.
Okay.
Because we implemented a software, the viral friend generator, mm-hmm. from Mike Filsaime.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that works well for you?
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I would say that 80% of the list growth came from my original list because of the viral friend generator.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we're about to implement even a different one that's like that one on steroids called the viral inviter. That actually is not Mike Filsaime's, but Mike recommended it to me. See, Mike Filsaime even knows me now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, and he has a list of like 500,000 people. He's a hyper-affiliate marketer. And he recommended this other one to me, said it was superior to his, called the Viral Inviter. It's in beta right now. It's about to launch, and I'm going to be I'm going to be one of their case studies. see, that's another thing I've figured out, is that if you are a person taking action and you're looking for massive action and massive results, position yourself with some of these people that are about to have launches or big campaigns and offer yourself up as a case study. That's
right.
The way it's going to be with Hubert and John with their webinar product, and that's the way Norm with the Viral Inviter is going to use us. And I'm not afraid to play the girl card if I need to. You know, guys, if you can show the internet marketing world, hey, I can teach this girl from Texas who doesn't have any, you know, techspertise how to do this and how to make money with this and look at her results, that's good for them. That's
right.
Good for them. It's good for me because it puts my site out there. And, again, to all the women out there, it's positioning me as an expert. So, you know, Norm is, the Viral Inviter is going to be something. It works like the Facebook and LinkedIn in that it says, let's invite everybody in your address book to, you know, go look at this event or go look at this movie. We're
mm-hmm.
going to hook it to our movie. But, yeah, the Viral Friend Generator sent out more invitations to people because how it works, Ryan, is this. You say, hey, who else do you know that would benefit from this free event? And it's all automated.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know that would benefit from this free event? If you give us 3 names and 3 emails, they'll get an email from you recommending the event. We'll send you a free audio recording of how to make your dreams come true with Stacey Mayo, the Dream Queen. It's built into an autoresponder system. You program your audio thing. I didn't have to touch it. And within the first week, we had like 3,000 invites sent out. The other little psychological trick on that is you ask them for 3 in order to get their prize, but you put 5 or 6 blanks there because people psychologically are programmed to fill in empty blanks. And probably 80% of people that participated in that filled in every blank, even though they got the prize after only 3.
I bet.
Yeah. And some of them are bogus, and you know what? Get over it. Move on. It's an
right.
audio that's not costing you any money.
Right.
And how many more good ones did you get? I just can't get all hung up on the, you know, somebody's going to take my ebook and copy it and sell it to somebody else. Okay, they're the one that has to sleep with their conscience, not you. You choose
well, even,
who you sleep
even
with.
Then, you're still getting exposure, so.
Yeah, exposure. It's all about the exposure. So,
but they're putting you into a double opt-in list, right? Like you're not into, double opt-in autoresponder, meaning they can't just add, you know, names of people they know or people, and then all of a sudden they're in your autoresponder and they have no approval
right.
to be there.
Okay, the person that opted into the event is now in my opt-in list.
Yes, but the person
they
recommend.
The people they sent their invites to, the invite came from them, their email, they get an invite to say, go look at this movie. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that person still is not on my list until they choose to opt in. It's not spam.
Yeah, it doesn't automatically put them
right.
on an autoresponder.
Right, those
right.
people did not automatically get opted into my list. They got invited to go view, they got the third-party invitation, go check out this girl's stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is more powerful than me sending out spam.
Yep.
Right.
Because they have a reason to go look. So.
Right, it's almost it's an endorsement. I mean, it's an implicit endorsement from their friend. So.
And people are carrying big signs that say, "Will work for free audio." Will work for free transcript. Seriously, they love it. They eat it up. Information, they love the free information. So think of the carrot, you know, that's good. So that really kind of spurred our list growth and organic growth. Even though I wasn't working with a bunch of people with big lists, it really took my own personal list and grew it and grew it and grew it because of that software.
Well, you know, I guess, well, you know, I mean, we talked a lot about list building.
Sorry, I always kind of migrate into the list building.
No, that's all right. Well, look, that's one of the biggest questions we receive is just about list building. And
right.
We have, I mean, throughout this program, we have so much information on building your website and all the content involved and all that kind of stuff. And hearing more ideas for list building and marketing, you know, you could have the best membership site in the world, but if you don't have a list, if you don't have people coming to your site, then what good is it?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Well, and one more thing I wanted to add is I've seen some other people host the series and do their site and not have a measure of success with it. And I want to tell you a couple of things, because I can't tell them necessarily unless they ask me. I'm going to tell you a couple of things I see that people are doing wrong. One, they're not niching. For instance, there's one girl that asked me to be in her series. She was, you know, copying the model we were doing, which I was okay with. But it wasn't information that people, it was too broad, it was too vague, there wasn't an immediate benefit. It was about how to have a great life and how to, you know, how to be happier and more successful and those kind of things. And that's fine, but she wasn't giving them anything to hang their hat on. There wasn't any hook. There wasn't anything that's going to make me more money tomorrow. There wasn't anything that's going to save me time tomorrow. People are not going, you know, it may be a feel-good site and it may be something you're passionate about, but you have to have something that people are passionate enough about that they want to give you even $10. If they're not passionate enough to even give you $10, don't waste your time and your money. You have to niche down. You can't say, you know, I could say my niche is teaching people how to work at home. Or, you know, even broader, teaching people how to work their own business. I can do that. I'm qualified for that. It's too broad. So then I say, okay, women. I'm going to teach women how to own their own business. Well, that's fine and that's good. But really, I want to teach women and mentor women and connect women that work at home. I don't want to talk to you if you own a dry cleaners. What do you do from home? What can you do from home? Because we're talking about lifestyle. We're talking about creative thinking. We're talking about something you can do shoestring instead of having rent and a brick and mortar and all that. Don't be afraid to niche further and further down. Even if you have a small measure of success, you will not make near the money that you could make if you choose a passionate, smaller, fanatical market.
Right.
I agree 100%. You have to niche it down.
You're too scared. So when you're going through the course, when you're picking your site and your niche, don't say who is the biggest, broadest market, you know, that I can reach. You know, Ryan's market is not fitness. Ryan's market is personal trainer. One of his markets is personal trainers that want to make money and passive income and work smarter and those kind of things. That's a small, niched market. It's not just people who want to be fit and people, you know, it's, you can't be afraid to weed people out. I described it this way yesterday. If you're making pasta or you're baking and you have a sieve or a drainer, okay, what you want to do is scoop up as many people in the strainer as you can, but then shake it. And the people that make it through the holes, the qualifications, that's who you want to work with. You don't want to work with everybody that's up in the bowl. You just want to work with who comes through, who meets your qualifications and your criteria, because you don't want to waste your time on people that don't fit your niche, because those are people that are going to return product and return services anyway. Qualify your people. Don't be afraid to say, this is who I really want to work with. You have, as a business owner, you have the, that's the beauty of it. You have the alternative of picking your customers and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to qualify them. And that's why I think I'm so passionate about the movie, is that with the movie, they see your heart. They kind of see what you're about. If they don't like it, if they're not a warm, fuzzy person or they don't like the thought of what's in my movie, then I would 10 times rather 100 of them click away and go look for something else than come to me and me have to justify why I'm good at what I do and why they need to do it my way. I'd rather be working with like-minded people with a like spirit and a like heart that have the same kind of goals as I do. So those are some things I see that people aren't doing right. They're afraid to niche down. They're working too slow. They're worried about competition. They're afraid to reach out to experts. They just get paralyzed by this fear. And you know, my new thing is this. I can be scared and broke, or I can do it anyway and be well paid for being afraid. You know, people say, oh, you're fearless. You'll do it. That's not true. I have the same fears and insecurities. I was terrified to go to Yannick's underground thing. I'm thinking, I have nothing to offer these people. These people are all players. I have nothing to offer these people. And I went and did it anyway and made some really amazing connections, and I really feel like it was a huge benefit, and that maybe I was a benefit to some other people too, I hope. I hope. Sure. We'll see.
I'm sure you were.
Well, you know, we'll see. But, you know, and the one thing I got out of that was that, you know, that show we're about to start producing, that coaching thing in the TV show. But that's a whole other platform that we use to qualify people and bring people into the website. So,
and all this started from buying the boot camp program.
Absolutely. It really did. It really did. Tim probably has these emails on file from me where I said, I don't care who I need to tell or where you need to broadcast me, but oh my gosh, this is the best money I've ever spent. Within weeks, it paid for itself, literally. I don't even remember how much it was, and you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't care. It doesn't matter because the business I have now was created from nothing. The expert status I have now was created from nothing. You taught us how to create a perception. You taught us how to establish ourselves as an authority. You taught me about the technology. I could have spent 4 years working on an MBA and, you know, $70,000 and been away from my family and my kids. Instead, I did this boot camp, this is oversimplifying, but just even one or two of the connections and joint ventures that I've made through this have repaid many, many, many times over. I mean, I can't even quantify.
Yeah, well, compare sitting in a classroom for your MBA, like the students you're going to network there, compare that to, you know, our private, the boot camp private forum,
right,
the people you're networking with there.
Well, and the beauty of the forum is that if somebody's on your nerves or not taking action, you kind of skip through them and go work with somebody else that's doing something, you know. Mm-hmm. But my connections with Perry Lawrence and Terry Weigall alone are huge. I mean, they've been profitable to all three of us, and we still kind of mastermind offline, Perry, Terry, and Carrie. and we have three very different niches, but we're three people. Our sites are already live. We're already doing back end. We're masterminding. So just those connections alone, plus my connection with Tim, and I'm dying to meet Kathleen because really I'm only 9 with Tim, so I get to meet Kathleen in the fall.
She is the better half.
Well, you know, we all need a good barefoot woman behind us.
Yep.
So anyway, I cannot emphasize enough, you know, find a way, make a way. We all have money to invest. I didn't say spend. We all have money to invest in something that's going to have an immediate return and things that are important to us. I just cannot emphasize enough the value that this boot camp was to me. And again, I haven't opened the videos. I didn't participate in all the live calls because I was so busy implementing.
You're missing the best part, by the way.
Huh?
You're missing the best part because both Ryan
sure
and I are very handsome guys.
I'm sure I am. You know what?
Striking.
I'd probably be on track for 7 figures this year if I had just listened to those calls. But my point is, with the boot camp, there's so many different media offered that I could kind of pick and choose what fit into my lifestyle at that point. 4 kids, you know, again, 4 kids, 3 other businesses that I'm very hands-on with, very involved with my church and my community. I'm not sitting around studying boot camp all day every day, nor working Barefoot Executive all day every day. But you have to be willing to take some action to put in an hour a day studying and implementing. And you can study all day long, but if you don't implement it, you're just wasting your time and your money, and you're wasting Tim and Ryan's time and money. And, you know, they'll be happy to have your money, but don't steal their time unless you mean it.
I mean, you've brought up so many great points. This is a fantastic call. I just appreciate, you know, you taking it, – it's gratifying for – Ryan and I were actually talking about this an hour before we called you, and we were talking about how so many products out there and, you know, there's, like, no follow-through or there's no results from anybody ever doing some of these products. And it's just – it's gratifying for us. And I know there's quite a few membership sites that we've helped launch. So it's just it's great to hear it firsthand. And I heard a lot of things today I didn't even know that you're doing. And it's pretty amazing what you've been able to do in a very short amount. I mean, 6 months ago, none of this really existed. So it's like, you know, all of a sudden you're speaking on national stages and, you know, next I'm going to see you on Oprah someday. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
I don't know. I kind of blasted Oprah the other day in one of my emails. I think I probably
So we might not see it. That's all right. You don't need it.
An Oprah, but you know what? We might bump her in the time slot. If you're going to think big. You know.
That's what I'd love to hear.
Well, thank you very much, Carrie. We appreciate you taking the time, and we continue. You say you may hit, you know, you want to hit 7 figures, but that's in line for you next year. So just keep cranking away.
Okay, we'll do it.
I have no doubt. So.
Okay, we'll do it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Take care, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.